Well, hello everyone, and welcome to part one of four of our Miracles in EFT series. And this is a special combination of EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, combined with the spiritual principles of A Course in Miracles. And what I've found over the years in working with thousands of people is that when we use that EFT sequence, and we also go after the root of the problem, which we do with our source technique that we teach at the Miracle Center, and we combine it with these spiritual principles of A Course in Miracles, you end up with this very remarkable combination that somehow lifts the pain up and out of your heart. And it really opens that space so that you can reclaim your peace, your happiness, and the abundance starts to flow again, or maybe for the first time for some of you. So today, let's be willing to let our hearts be healed, to let our mind be cleared. And I hope by now you've had a chance to take a look at that EFT tapping points diagram. And I also included a short video to walk you through those tapping points and show you how we will be combining the spiritual principles of the Course throughout the process. Now, as we go through this together, it might be a good idea to grab yourself a box of Kleenex just in case, or just something to make yourself comfortable during the process. Now, as we do this, I'd like you to turn inward and close your eyes. And if I use any words that don't sit right with you, or they don't quite resonate with you, or maybe they're not specific enough to your feeling or to your situation, I'd just like you to edit my words in your mind. You know, each one of us can do that. As we go along the sequence, you know, feel free to put in your own words that would make it much more effectual for you. Now, there's a quote in A Course in Miracles in chapter 20, and actually this is a few excerpts that I really enjoyed reading, and it says, God's peace can never come where there is anger, for anger must deny that peace exists. Who sees anger as justified in any way or any circumstance proclaims that peace is meaningless and must believe that it cannot exist. In this condition, peace cannot be found. Therefore, forgiveness is the necessary condition for finding the peace of God. How is the peace of God retained once it is found? Returning anger, in whatever form, will drop the heavy curtain once again, and the belief that peace cannot exist will certainly return. Stop for a moment and think of this. Is conflict what you want, or is God's peace the better choice? Which gives you more? A tranquil mind is not a little gift. Forgive the world. And you will understand that everything that God created cannot have an end, and nothing He did not create is real. In this one sentence is our course explained. In this one sentence is our practicing given its one direction. And in this one sentence is the Holy Spirit's whole curriculum specified exactly as it is. And to summarize, it's simply saying that if we choose to feel angry, we actually give up our peace, because we cannot be angry and peaceful at the same time. Now, our topic today is on anger and frustration and resentment. And I know it's a tough topic. And there are times when people have said things or done things, and it can make you feel so angry and even resentful. You know, our bodies are not intended to carry these heavy, dark emotions. And over time, they make us feel bad and can even turn into the experience of illness. So I really call to you today to be courageous and to be willing to turn inward and look at those specific situations where you have been very angry or triggered, very upset or frustrated. And don't try to soft coat it. Don't try to make it something other than what it was. Just simply bring it right up into the light, to the surface, so that we can look at it together, recognize it, and then release it and turn it over to the Holy Spirit, being the highest and wisest part of our mind, to heal it for us. So your part is not the healing, but it is your part to look at these old feelings and beliefs and thoughts and judgments and to be willing to question them, meaning let's be willing to turn them over and to receive the truth in its place. And sometimes that's hard to do. But if you are willing, it is the Holy Spirit that will accomplish that healing for you. I'm going to ask you today to reach into your emotional vault. That's what I call it. It's that place within you where you have tucked away any feelings of anger or resentment, anything that really truly hurt, and you didn't know what to do, what to say, or how to respond. And if there is a situation where we go through a particular script and you really can't find or relate to anything that we're talking about, then simply think about another person where you witnessed them being angry, hurt, or resentful. You see, we're all one, and whether we were hurt directly or we were angry directly or someone else was, it is as if we feel it in the same way. When we witness something in someone else, it's nearly as difficult as experiencing it ourselves. In these exercises, I'm going to ask you to tune in to various scenes from the past. And these scenes might have made you feel angry or resentful or hurt. And then we will release those emotions together with EFT and then bring in that loving, nourishing spiritual language from A Course in Miracles. It is also helpful to do a few rounds for each person or each situation that you come up with. Today, we will pick one person or one situation where something occurred, and then we will go on to do four different scenes. But if you have five different people that have done the very same thing to you, then when you do receive the EFT scripts, it would be great to print them out and go back and address every single situation that you can remember where you are still feeling an emotional charge. So use those scripts and repeat them again and again until you feel that all those negative emotions have been neutralized. If you try to address too many emotions or too many people in one round of EFT, you'll find that the release is too general and therefore it doesn't feel as significant. I like to use a process that I call acknowledge and go north. And this means that we will tune into a situation or an event that happened with another person, and we will acknowledge the issue exactly as you experienced it, and then we go north. And north simply means to go in the direction of where you would like to go, meaning towards happiness or peace or well-being. So your sense of north, of course, is wherever you would choose to go other than to be stuck in the pain and the anger and the resentment. And we will use those words from A Course in Miracles, and they will feel like water right over the fire, and they will lead you to a much higher place of peace. And this, of course, is just with your willingness. And what we do know is that the Holy Spirit, being our teacher of peace, is the one that will accomplish the healing on your behalf. But Holy Spirit must be invited into this process. And this is because divine love is holy loving. Therefore, divine love will never interfere or control you or take over your mind, even if it was for your own good. Divine love waits patiently for your invitation and will wait until you are wholly ready to be done with the anger, the resentment, the rage, or whatever else is coming up in you. When you are really ready to be done with those feelings, then this is where Holy Spirit will intervene and help to take it from you. When you choose anger, you forfeit your awareness of peace. And when you choose peace, you forfeit your awareness of anger. Remember that we cannot experience truth and illusions at the same time. It's very similar to we cannot be awake and asleep at the same time. You know, what God has given us has already been given. Yet we have not fully realized all of those heavenly gifts because we have decided that we are actually separate from God and separate from each other. And that as a result of accepting what never occurred, this false idea of separation, we also inherently accepted the idea that we could be hurt and vulnerable, alone, rejected, that we could be deprived, and on and on. So the feelings that we're holding right now are the effect of deciding that we are separate from God, separate from each other. And so we're going to need to be willing today to see that differently. And it's really hard to do while you're still feeling the brunt of the anger. It's almost like feeling like your pants are on fire and you're trying to understand that in truth the fire isn't real. So let's put the water on the fire today. This doesn't mean that we are condoning the actions of another when they are wrong or hurtful. It means that we are reclaiming our right to happiness. We are reminding ourselves that we are not separate and that what we see with our eyes is simply the effect of what we had decided is true in the place of truth. So let's remember that we want peace instead of anger and happiness instead of resentment. It means today that whatever happened cannot alter you. Your true self is preserved forever and ever. It is present now. You are eternal spirit. You are the holy, beloved, blessed, innocent, light-filled child of God. You are entitled to everything good, to have the life of happiness that is your right. And in truth, it's already been given. Today, as we let go of what is not true about us in the past and what is not true about others as we have assigned those judgments, we are willing to see through and beyond all those old appearances, no matter how concrete they seemed to be, no matter how many times they happened. And we will learn through this process that we can be free here and now. Today we choose to remember that we are entitled to happiness. It is God's will that we are happy and that we have everything. And if we are not experiencing this right now, it simply means that we have decided on something else. And this is what we're doing today, is letting go of the something else, letting go of the past as we have defined it, to make room for the present moment of now, which is where our freedom is. Let's take a moment to take a long, deep, cleansing breath and remember that it is simply our willingness combined with the power of God that will bring us to the peace, the healing, and the transformation. And I know this is hard. It's hard to forgive someone that you think has wronged you or said something harsh or mean or terrible. But let's remember that what we are hearing or seeing is the effect of that crazy idea of separation. And if we are willing to turn all of this over to the Holy Spirit, we will be given the vision to see differently. And when we reclaim that vision, which is already within us, we will see our life differently, and people will show up differently. They will show up much more loving and consistent and kind and caring. So there is a beautiful reward as we do this work together. And in A Course in Miracles, it says that if we will give even 5 minutes to God, that the Holy Spirit will return that time multiplied and multiplied, and it will be so big, it will be like the light of the sun when it's returned to you compared to the light of a firefly. Today, we offer that 5 minutes and even multiplied by 10, and we are going to give that time to the Holy Spirit to lift these old hurts from our hearts, and we're just going to let it go and let the peace come forward. So, dear God, we thank you as we join together that you would reinforce each one of us, that you would steady our feet, and that we would feel your calming presence around us like a warm blanket of insulation, and that we could look directly at those things that have been hurtful or sad, or they have been painful or sometimes devastating. We're willing to bring them forward, perhaps we never have before, and we're going to be willing to trust that you will help us with them and take them from our hearts and replace them with your love, your safety, your certainty, and your peace.